This is your basic condition. Therefore, if you recover that basic condition, you are free. You do anything, you can arrive at a condition in which you can regain that condition. So this Upanishad says, if you go on acting, you will be able to recover that freedom. But if you don't act, you will not be able to recover that will. You can go into silence, but you will not be able to regain that will which was free. And we chose it to be here. So if you want to regain that freedom, there is no other way. This is the only way. Continue to work. Continue to exercise your will. By doing it, you will find out, you will arrive at a consciousness in which you will regain that freedom which was yours, which you exercised before you entered into this whole game in which you are now. If you simply go away into silence, you will not be able to recover that will. You will be only a one kind of compulsion to go into silence. And there is only one option, there are no other options, only silence. That is why this Upanishad says that merely going into silence is not enough, is not right, is not the final thing. For you to continue to work is the only way and not any other one. That's why he says, this is your way and not any other. Because it is only if you continue to act, you have a possibility of arriving at a will which had infinite possibilities before it. And it chose this only because all choices were equally good. And you entered into this particular world because it was as good as not being in the world or any other world. It was not as if there was the only one possible world. There are many other possible worlds, and all worlds are equally good. And you chose this one, not thoughtlessly, deliberately, willfully, simply because all were equally good. If you want to discover this, you should continue to work. Only by doing it, you will arrive at this consciousness. And therefore it says, na karma lipyate nare. The action will not bind you. If you go back into that state of consciousness, and if you act, you won't be bound. You'll be as free as it was at that time. Therefore, Ishopanishad advises you, continue to work, and continue to work here. Do not escape from here, because you have chosen this freely. You have come here freely. Only you have to recover that you have come here freely. And the moment you recover that consciousness, and you cannot recover this consciousness if you go away from the field of action. That is why you are very important. If you just enter into silence, you will not be able to arrive at this. It is only by continuing to act, where the will is operative, that you will recover the original condition of the will. And then you will find out, this is called the art of divine life. Sri Aurobindo has called the Isha Upanishad is the Upanishad of divine life. Divine life is life of action. It's not retreat from life. It's life of action. Therefore, if you act, and if you can recover that sense of freedom which you had before you entered into the game of this world freely, If you can recover, and you can recover, and you can recover only if you go on acting. While doing action, you will discover this will. That's why it says there is no other way. If you come out of it, there is no other way. You will not be able to attend to this. Therefore, you should continue to work, and while doing the work, you will discover this will. It is completely free. And then, work will not bind you. Right? This is the second stanza, and I think we can stop here today. Pardon?
You are bound.
You are working, but you do not know how to work. That is what Upanishad says. You must know how to work. You will get freedom, but while doing it, something is to be done. Merely doing, even a donkey works, even a clerk works. But what is the science of divine life? It is to work, but work with your consciousness and the will. And that is the whole science, what is called karma yoga, is the science of this. And already the trick is given in the first verse. Ma gridaha kasyasvid dhanam. It says, if you give up desire, then you will, this is the first step. If you give up desire, then you will be allowed to enter into that new consciousness. Go on working, but without desire. Enjoy, but by renunciation. If you continue, and then don't enjoy this or that, but all. And be aware of the Supreme Lord, for whom everything is here. If you do all this together, and combine all this together, then while working, you will find that you are free. It doesn't bind you. This is the promise of the Upanishad. Alright. Mere acting, mere going on doing work is not karma yoga. Many people say that do your duty is karma yoga. No. Mere doing duty is not karma yoga. While doing work, not even duty, while doing any work, as long as the antenna of desire is working in the work, you are not free. Now, how to get rid of desire is another science, it's a very big science. This particular Upanishad is like notebooks of a teacher. They are only statements given so that when a lecture is to be given, you know what are the points to be covered. But if you really want to know how to get rid of desire, it's a very big science. Sri Aurobindo himself has written one full book only on the yoga of divine works. And he has given there the secret as to how you can do it. Here the Isha Upanishad only tells you, I have known you, I have known all, I have known the divine. Having known all this, I tell you, continue to work, and there is no other way. Continue to work. While doing work, you will be able to discover the freedom, and then the action will not bind you. You will be free. Even while acting, you will be free. This is the promise given on the basis of scientific knowledge of you, of the world, and of the Supreme. When all this is known fully, then you can make this statement and assurance that this is what will happen. It is like an electrician who says, I know what is electricity, I know how to store electricity, I know how to put in a switch, and then if you switch on, light will come. And he's certain about it because he knows what is electricity, how it can be stored and how it can be put in a switch. Similarly, Isha Upanishad knows this truth. What you are, what is this world, and what the Supreme Lord is. If you know all the three things together, then this statement can follow. And can tell you, continue to work, you'll be free. All right? For the time being. Because if the questions are asked as to how to do this work, then we have to go into the whole of Karma Yoga. Pardon?